Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also get in contact with us by, hey, when you're listening to us live, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. You can go to www.smoothdrama.com. We are chatting live as we talk. Multitasking. We do that kind of thing. We special like that. Am I allowed to say walk and chew gum? It's one of those things. We social network also. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or the Walking Living, Mr. J. Instead of the walking dead, he's the walking living. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
We will add you to the Smooth Drama group, myself or the walking living, Mr. J. We'll add you to the Smooth Drama group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow us, friend us, wherever. We will talk to you. We can have nice little conversations. We have nice conversations all the time.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And speaking of nice conversations, we watched the debates. I know people watched the debates. It wasn't as childish as the first one.
Kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, you want to know what's weird? It's like they spent the whole time telling the truth about each other. I mean,
yeah.
When you think about it, when you listen to them talk about each other, I was trying to think what was a lie. Yeah.
I mean, there were some lies told, but not about each other.
But not about each other. I mean, because those are the things that they are concrete on. I mean, so, for example, like, we know the Trump and taxes. You know, he answers back, yeah, I prepaid. That was funny. Prepaid taxes. Like, instead of a prepaid phone, you got that prepaid taxes. Like, you know what? I'm anticipate that I'm going to have to pay taxes, so I'm just going to give the government millions of dollars just in case I have to pay taxes. Cause that's how I think. You know what? I become a millionaire. I'm going to have to give them some, I'm going to have to break them off some money just in case I have to pay taxes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
I don't know
the money.
Doing that either.
Right. And so the money from Ukraine, right? You know, to the sun. It's like, yeah. If I became president, I don't think there's anybody who got into a position of power who wouldn't hook their kids up.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah, you're either really stupid or you're a horrible parent. Yeah. My son is going to get a job in the cabinet. I mean, Trump had his son and daughter. He gave him a job. It's like, it ain't the same thing.
I would think. I don't know. And see, that I guess that's my thing is like they like Joe Biden never did like call him out on anything.
Well,
you know what I mean? So I was like, well, what about all your kids that you have working for you now?
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but he just didn't want to touch the kid thing because it's true. But it's logical.
Yeah.
Who doesn't hook their kid up? I'm sorry. I get in the position of power. What job you want? Duh. Everybody will do that. So I'm like, yeah, that didn't make sense. Now, the funny thing was, homie, with the wind kills all the birds. I was like,
I couldn't
stop laughing. He said, wind kills all the birds. It's like, So, anybody who's driven on the 580, you see the solar turbines, right? You see them out there. Then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, occasionally there's a bird that might run into one of them. Occasionally. But I'm going to give the birds the credit because I'm guessing that the birds were smart enough to avoid those things because they kind of are easy to see.
Yeah.
But the whole oil spills and all that, yeah, it's tough, especially when you try and drink water because I actually, and I was talking about this earlier, I actually was in Anchorage, Alaska, right after the Exxon Valdez spill. And I saw it. I saw the dead birds and fish and whatever. I mean, it was horrible. So I'm like, I'm gonna go with the wind not killing all the birds. I'm going to guess maybe you might get one or two a year, maybe. The bird went blind.
I thought the wind was helpful to the birds because it helps them fly, no?
Well, that's what smart people would say, but that would be like science. So we're not rolling with that.
Well, you are the wind beneath my wings.
Okay.
All right. I had to get a little corny. You know that. You know how we get a little corny.
Yeah, she'll be here all week, people. And she's here for weekends also. and then, I'm immune.
Did he say that tonight?
Yeah, I'm immune.
Did he say he was immune tonight?
I'm immune.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I didn't know.
And so you want to tell him. You want to tell him, and I'm not telling him because obviously he wouldn't listen to anything that anybody say anyway. But to people, the correct definition of immune, if you're immune, that means you can't get it. If you already got it, that means that you're not immune, that you can get it. See, it's sort of like,
I don't know.
I mean, because we're saying, you know what? I'm immune to pink eye. But then you see me, and my eyes are pink, bloody red. But I'm immune to pink eyes. It's like, but you had it. Nah, I'm immune, though. Maybe I'm immune. I'm superhuman. Because I'm immune to pink eye, even though I had it. I'm just, for people out there listening, if you're confused by that, we can clear that up. If you don't get it, maybe or maybe not. But if you do get it, it's beyond the shadow of a doubt you are not immune. Just wanted to say that. Just public service announcement. If people didn't know for sure, need to figure it out. So if you're a supporter and you're listening, he's not immune. You don't get it and then say I'm immune. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, he does have me thinking that maybe I don't know, or maybe what I learned all these years was not really truth. But then, you know, like immune, then you look it up in the dictionary and it's like, oh, okay.
Oh. Right. But yeah, see, because it's one of those things. Now, when we look at politicians, they'll say stuff and it's definitely not the meaning. And we get stuck like, wait, hold on. Because they say it, that means that's what it means. So it's like, that's how people can get stuck. Oh, immune. Like, yeah, if I'm immune, that means I can get it. It's no, that's not how immune works. Just saying. That's not how immune works. But we're going to get past that. We're going to get past that. Someday.
One day. Well, I think it's new. It's a new phenomenon, though, that he's kind of like, I mean, not to say other politicians, even though he says he's not one, haven't did it, but he really believes that if you say something enough, then it's true.
Well, that's an age-old thing, because people are stupid enough to ride with somebody saying something again and again and again. I mean, it's the history of the world, right? We tell lies, and eventually it's the truth because you said it so much. So
okay,
yeah, that's a common thing. You know, just telling a lie enough. Look. It's, you know, like dude would say, my shit don't stink. He says it enough. There's gonna be some people who believe it until they get caught in a room with him. All right, so we're not gonna go there because I know how you feel about that, Brown Sugar. We're not gonna go there.
Yes, thank you.
All right. I'm just gonna go worse.
All right.
There's a club in Oklahoma. You know that state where Tiger King comes from? Oklahoma's starting to come up. It used to be you could just say Florida. But Oklahoma is starting to it's emerging. Mm. There's a club in Oklahoma. It was ran by the husbands Bobby Lee Allen and Thomas Evans Gates. They had a eunuch club. It was a membership website about becoming a eunuch. And so people would sign up and they would castrate the men for free.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a real live club. Apparently you have to apply and get the membership. And yeah, so this guy flew into town. You see, these are the things that you can't make up. Because when I first saw the story, the police didn't want to talk about it. So you know, when the officers don't even want to comment on it, they're like, nah, because you can imagine you show up there and it's the eunuch club. All right, so They told them, they told the dude, yeah, we got over 15 years of experience in castrating people, and I'll do it to you for free. So, homie flew into town, where they put him on the table and injected him with Novocaine or lidocaine or whatever, and they remove his genitals. And he was awake the whole time during the surgery, so they talked to him and whatnot. And apparently, homie is also a cannibal, and he eats the body parts.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he has a freezer that he keeps the body parts that
testicle,
he wasn't able to consume. Yeah. And so, and he said he had 6 more clients on the way before he got arrested. Now, apparently something went wrong and they dropped the dude off at the ER and then he complained. But I'm like, hold on. I know they were quote unquote operating as doctors, but I think we started off by saying this was a membership. We did say that, right? It was a membership.
Yeah.
And they said up front, hey, we're going to cut your genitals off. This is a eunuch club. And so I was like, why they get charged? Like, I was like, it's the membership.
I don't know.
Apparently, it's a whole operating thing that they did wrong. I guess you can't operate on somebody, even though they give.
No, you have to have a license.
Yeah. Okay,
you
so that.
You have a license to do that.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what's happening. So if y'all didn't know why the apocalypse was scrumptious, it's probably real scrumptious to them.
I've never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is
one of these people who belongs to the club, because I need to have a conversation.
they got a website, so I'm guessing if you want to look up that the eunuch website, I didn't want to do it because I'm going to guess it's probably more than one, which would have messed me up for the rest of the week. So I didn't look. But I'm going to take a horrible guess that, yeah, there's probably more than one. There's probably groups. There's probably so many that it would hurt my feelings. But yeah.
I would never even think. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, see, it's one of those things. Everybody listening is probably thinking the same, like, what? On purpose. See, because at first, it's because you see the story at first, like, oh, cutting off genital reassignment, whatnot. You're thinking, oh, man, they kidnapping dudes and cutting their dicks off. That was my first thought, like, oh, that's some crazy stuff. But then, because the police didn't want to talk about it. It was like, so, you know, the officers were shook. Like, wait, so you open up the freezer and it's just bottled dick everywhere. It's probably, you know, that would shake most folks. I'm shook And I'm just talking about it. If I had seen that, that's just one of the things you can't unsee. It's just that thing that you can't unsee. And to put it in the proper context, in the South, purportedly, there's people who still have jars of genitals that they collected during lynchings. Even down to, there's somebody who was even talking about they still had Nat Turner's genitals. Just as a context to put out there. You know, because apparently it's a trophy or something. I don't know. But, yeah. It's a club. You can get your genitals cut off, and you can watch them eat your genitals, apparently. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. All right. So, now, I feel the same way. Looking in the chat room, everybody's the same thing. Yep. That is what I thought. See, that right there, that's the apocalypse brings out, it's bubbling to the surface. Whatever the crazy was, it's times 10.
Yeah.
Bubbling.
It has been unearthed.
Right. It's like maggots coming out the carpet. You're just like, wait, stop it. That's the apocalypse. That's what's happening. Mm. Just when you thought it was safe, I didn't heard it all. This made this whole Jeffrey Dahmer. I know the Jeffrey Dahmer thing was sick, right? He was a serial killer, though.
And I was going to say, but these, well, no, they're not normal, but these are intentionally doing it.
But you know what I'm saying. Right. Serial killers. We know
that would be mine.
But this is just.
So do you think?
People are volunteering.
Do you think these people are borderline that are having it done, serial killers, or they're something mentally? Like, and that's like my conversation. Like, what is the cause for you to even think that you should do that?
I'm just gonna say, where's Weird Al Yankovic when we need him? Instead of Tina Turner. We don't need another hero. He can sing. We don't need another penis.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure, like, why would you separate from any of your body parts unless you absolutely had to? I mean, you know.
Hey.
If it's a medical issue, but.
Just don't want it. You know what? We gonna just, because that's enough of that. We need some good news. We need some good news.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? So, good news. There's a state appellate court that's ordered San Quentin State Prison to half its inmate population. So, it's going to require transferring or releasing some 1,700 inmates. So, ladies and gentlemen, people out there looking for meaningful conversation with somebody who will listen to pretty much everything you say and say whatever you want to hear. About to be free.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, we'll continue that. We got a caller.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from and what can we do you for?
Hi, I just actually logged into your show, so I'm not really sure what the topic is about. But my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Okay.
Oh, welcome.
Well, All right. Well, Tasha, thank you for calling in. We were actually talking about California is about to let half is well, not California, San Quentin is about to let about 1,700 inmates. I was just saying that, hey, if somebody was in need of some companionship, somebody to talk to, you know.
Did you say the topic was about a prison in California that's about to let inmates out?
Yep, half of them because of COVID.
Okay, so most of the people that are released from the prison system because of COVID are people that are very nonviolent offenders. And you
maybe.
Well, that's a fact. Most of the people that are let out of COVID... because of COVID, they are nonviolent offenders and are people that, you know, they feel are people that are nonviolent. And because of the prison overpopulation, they are letting them go. So they're just not letting anybody go. They're letting people, nonviolent offenders. Like if you got caught with some weed and you had some little probation issue and you're not a nonviolent, you're not a violent person. Yes, they are letting these type of individuals. They're not letting rapists go. They're not letting murderers go. So I think you need to clarify that to your audience that they're just not letting anybody go.
All right. Well, Tasha.
We're hoping.
Well, Tasha.
Yeah, you're hoping, but I mean,
Tasha.
Just because you're in San Quentin. For a nonviolent crime doesn't mean that you haven't committed one. You just haven't gotten caught and prosecuted for it.
All right. Well, this is a state appellate court that
ordered. You got people that are afraid that.
Okay. Hold on. This is a state appellate court ordered San Quentin State to have its inmates because of COVID. It had nothing to do with, well, we are getting rid of nonviolent prisoners. No, this is something that is mandated. So it's just gonna be like, who's not as bad as the other?
I don't know what rules to put in place in particular for San Quentin, but what I am aware of is the rules and policies that was put in place, you know, all the way across the board in any state in regards to letting prisons out when it comes to COVID. So I'm familiar with that rule. And as far as the rules that I'm aware of that has jurisdiction in the states or in all prisons throughout the United States is that if they're not convicted of a gross serious crime, and more importantly, a violent crime, they are not being let out. But, you know, if you got somebody in there for child support or you got somebody in there that got caught with a bag of weed that don't have a history of being a violent individual and have violent cases, those are the individuals that they are letting out. So, but if it's different in San Quentin, then I think that should be a topic to be discussed. But as far as what I know, as far as the law, that's not what is being done.
Right. But that's why I brought it up, because it wasn't something that they were doing because they're like, you know what, we want to let these nonviolent people out there. It was actually a ruling by the state appellate court, which ordered them to have its inmate population because they're talking about we want to stop COVID.
Right. So you think the appellate court is going to allow people that were convicted of very serious charges, you think the appellate court is going to let them out as opposed to letting the people out that was not convicted of serious charges? They're going to let the people that was less charges, not violent.
They're going to let them out first. All right. So I'm gonna say first, Tasha, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you become a regular listener. All right, I'm gonna put you on hold after this, and I'm gonna answer your question. Thank you for calling and listening, and I hope that I get to talk to you again soon.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
No problem. Thank you. Now to answer Tasha's question. So if you've listened to me before, you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? So, California State Appellate Court. If you have people making calls because you want to punish a certain state, right? I mean, because we are in the apocalypse. And, you know, some people have vengeful spirits and hearts, right? So you say, hey, you know what? Make them release prisoners, because I can say that there's a governor in California that has run afoul of a certain individual who runs the United States. They're not buddies. They're not really friends. And we know that a lot of the courts tend to skew towards conservatism. So a court that may or may not, and I'm alleging something that may or may not exist, but it with my eyes, I just look at it like they've already released the majority of the people who were nonviolent and had done, you know, like you said before, weed or child support or whatnot. They had already did that. That was the first round. Remember when we first had the COVID first enter into our sphere? So now we got this ordered by a court. You're just gonna let them go because this is a guy that you don't like him and you want to kind of ruin his reputation by, you know. You can say, well, hey, he let all these prisoners out in California. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there was a serious summer outbreak at San Quentin State. And who's to know whether or not these individuals, you know, may or may not have been treated or not have COVID or not. I mean, I put nothing past the government. So if you ask the question, do I believe that they would put violent people out on the streets to punish people in a state that has skewed liberal as opposed to, you know, I mean, we see homie talking in the debates about these liberal states. So I put nothing past people. I put nothing past people.
I don't either, because we don't know if they're nonviolent or not. I mean,
right?
How are we to know? And I feel like, where are they going to quarantine?
Right. They just ordered half of them got to go. And so once again, California residents, that first round was already, they already let those people out. They let the nonviolent people out early. That was one of the things that happened. So,
come to the chat.
Well,
if you would like to chat more, yeah, www.smoothdrama.com.
All right. And on that note, we're going to go on break because you need a break. This is Hall of Justice. Seeing is believing.
Can we please get a moment of silence? Simple as that, still to the smokes in the back, like everybody's on the wall. All the streets got beat, and the shit ready to go to the store. I'm on a plane with a nigga, can't get shot in broad day. With tight teams displayed and crack your soul in the hallway. We only have family to feed and nurture us. The most of us were up to be thieves and murderers. Niggas blue flagging, niggas red flagging. Colors when the call and it was too shaggy. Blue like trash, red like trash. Yellow state from just another night trash. Every given night somebody dying. Singing and believing, take a little time. I see blue lights flashing, red lights flashing. When the lights in the cross passing, niggas got the yellow tape off. The hood's pops off. All from a nigga's gun blasting. All I see is blue lights flashing, red lights flashing. Ambulance and the cops pass. Niggas got the yellow tape on. The hood's pops up. All from a nigga's gun blasting. And I don't clean it off. In my face 3D and ghetto brawl. Not just the DVD. Get it in the hood. It's real enough. You can't pretend in the hood. It's murder, death, kill. All drugs and sell. Girl, boy, Percocet pill. Poison, name it. I've seen the hood boys banging with flag bandanas. I watch crackheads get high from car antennas. Big kids for years, man. I watched it happen. A round of applause. I watched the clapping. Cops caught in action. Blue light flashing. Who's like passing? Yellow tape trapping. My bullet holes in fashion. And it's no cops look pretty informer. And it's common to see niggas on the corners. Heaven, hell, or purgatory. Night in and night out. A million stories, but the one they don't talk. I see is blue lights flashing, red lights flashing, ambulance in the cross passing. Niggas got the yellow tape off, the hood's popped off. All from a nigga's gun blasting. All I see is blue lights flashing, red lights flashing, ambulance in the cross passing. Niggas got the yellow tape off, the hood's popped off. All from a nigga's gun blasting.
Welcome back. That was Hall of Justice, Seeing is Believing. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. And so, because we're in the apocalypse, I almost forgot, but actually I didn't. You just going to jump right into our dumbass of the week. All right. So, now most people know this, but apparently not everybody does. If you're going to... If you're going to talk to a parent, you don't talk to a parent about how you have a crush on their middle schooler and would do anything for them while y'all are hanging out. I mean, so, there's a woman, O'Brien is her name. She went, and I guess she was hanging out with mom. I guess she was super teacher of the year, where she was always around with the parent, and like she was tutoring the kid, right? Say the first incident happened last month, where the teacher, the boy, and the mother on the couch said that mom fell asleep and apparently they were touching each other. underneath the blanket. And she admits they go to Steak and Shake. You ever been to Steak and Shake?
No, I haven't. I've been to the Shake Shack.
Yeah, it's a place back east. Anyway, Steak and Shake, they had their little meeting, and she was like, yep, I got a crush on your son. I would do anything for him. We've had relations. I've tried to make him I'm trying to think. Did she think that by saying, hey, I'm a grown woman with a crush and I've done inappropriate stuff with your child that it was going to be better? I took your older son to McDonald's to make him jealous. She told the mother and I'm sitting up there. So you're a mother. Now imagine your son's teacher, you know, y'all hanging out, and tells you that. I mean, are there enough police to hold you back?
I was going to say, I'll probably be going to jail first. I will say that. But after I'm in jail and I explain why I'm there, then she will be following me not too long. After she's out of the hospital, I'll say that too. So, I don't know. And I don't understand these adults and this children thing.
Yeah. Well,
kids are cute. I'm not going to say that they're not, but I've never seen a kid I was like attracted to. Even to say that is just like, I want to throw up. It's just like gross.
And they were hanging out on a weekly basis, a few times a week. And I would say, as a parent, you got to look like there's a grown up hanging out with your kid, and they're not the coach. And even as a basketball coach, you know, yeah, I see the kids practice, whatnot, but hanging out on my own personal time, just because, no. Mm-mm.
I've known lots of teachers who who not necessarily hang out with kids, but, you know, if a kid comes from a broken home, if there's a single mother or a single father, you know, and the teacher has driven them home, or they might stay after school, but I've never seen it, like, be inappropriate. So I don't know. And I'm not saying it hasn't been. I do know some high school teachers who have had inappropriate relationships, but never elementary school. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is middle school. But still, driving a kid home is different than we're hanging out several times a week. As a parent, I guess dumbass junior is the parents who don't question. The teacher. I'm just saying, you have to be really, really blind to not see how that just don't make sense. But
I don't know. I mean, well, you know, you never want to think that this is happening to your child. You just, you know what I mean? As a parent, you just really don't want to think that, because you're thinking about your child and all the trauma that they'll have or all that they'll go through. But, I mean, if it starts to not feel good or feel right, then it probably isn't.
Well, it wouldn't feel right if the teacher is trying to hang out with my kid on a regular basis in the first place, especially if it isn't something where they're not a tutor. See, tutors?
Yeah.
Tutor. That's what's happening. And even then, that's in the front room where I can hear and see pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's in a very public place. There's no blankets, we watching TV, and no. But we actually, in my eyes, and maybe we can have a discussion about this. I have a second dumbass of the week. A Florida man shot his twin brother while they were joking around with their guns in the SUV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were joking around, and apparently it was funny. His brother pulled out his gun. He pulled out his gun. Ha, 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 ha. And he accidentally shot his brother in the face and killed him. Yep. Twins. Talking and joking. Because that's
yeah.
Apparently that's what brothers do. You just we just laugh and joke and pull our guns out on each other. You got a gun, I got a gun. See what you talking about. Pow. Yep. Not intelligent.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
so, it's you know, we got the weird hangout, and we got I'm killing my brother. Yeah, for my money, the whole, it's weird, and it's like I'm telling the mom, hey, you know what, I got feelings for your 12-year-old. It's sick and funny at the same, because you're just trying to picture somebody actually doing that. You just try to picture him doing that, like, and it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't wrap my mind around.
Yeah.
Just anybody liking, that's an adult liking my teenage son. That's underage teen. You know what I mean? I'd lightweight be suspicious if he was even 18, if they're in their 30s, you know what I mean, or late 20s.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Speaking of middle schoolers, there was a seventh grader in California was threatened with arrest after missing 3 Zoom classes. They taking these Zoom classes really, really seriously. So Mark Mastroff says his son can become a truant of California because he missed several remote classes.
Okay, so what is the protocol if you miss class in general? Like, what is the truancy protocol?
Yeah, I don't know. So Stanley Middle School in Lafayette, California, said that his son had been absent for more than 30 minutes on 3 occasions without a valid excuse. And under California law, the letter reads, that means his son is considered a truant and can be arrested. And he asked, are you going to come to arrest my son at my home or fine me for not getting him to his Zoom class perfectly on time every day? Now, It's interesting because we're talking about, you know, for the most part, you know, kids are responsible, but kind of irresponsible as teenagers. And so being late or forgetting about something, or, hey, I'm playing the video game, I just didn't want to go to class that day because I don't have my parents here to enforce it. That happens. And so now we talking about putting them in jail. You're talking about you're gonna let criminals out and put
somebody
middle
that's carded.
Yeah. Well, they're going to go juvenile
basically.
Hall, but yeah, it's you.
Yeah, but I'm tardy.
Yep, you tardy. You ain't getting detention, homie. You going to juvenile hall.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was
very interesting. I mean, but what we talking about here is school districts, they want that money. And if you not coming to class, you messing with their money. You know how they feel about their money. They want every nickel. And I will put your ass in jail if you mess with my money. Think about that for a second. That right there is some ill stuff. That's some ill
that
stuff right there.
Pimping at its finest.
Yeah. Or as
I mean we're all, you know, being pimped by something. We're all hoes, so you know. Somebody is pimping us somewhere. So.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know.
So now 30 minutes late for the Zoom class. I would say that there are some teachers who take themselves way too seriously. Way too seriously.
I would agree. Well, you know, Lafayette has probably its own standards and its own rules anyway. It's one of those well-to-do places. So, you know.
I haven't been to Lafayette, and I'm guessing that if you're gonna put me in juvenile hall, you're gonna come arrest me because I was late for Zoom class. Yeah.
I mean, I can see that happen. You know, Lafayette is just through the tunnel when you're going to Walnut Creek.
Oh, it's over
so
that way.
Just through the tunnel. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, there's a reason why I never stopped over there. You just keep going.
I mean, you would have no reason to. I mean, unless you lived over there, but.
Nope. I have no reason to.
They probably have a higher standard than, and it's, you know, probably makes no sense. But,
yeah. No sense. And speaking of none whatsoever, you know what? I wanted to ask you this question. Very, very serious question.
Okay.
Brown Sugar, how do you feel about Quibi shutting down in December?
Who?
Quibi.
Who is that?
Quibi was some streaming service that...
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I thought that's what you were meaning, but I wasn't sure. I don't know. I didn't... I remember the commercials.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to hate them. It's like they just came into my lives. Well, they came into our lives.
I was gonna say they've been around for maybe a year, maybe two.
Maybe a year.
18 months.
$2 billion. $2 billion.
Wow.
Quibi. I didn't get a chance to hate on them. Didn't get a chance to hate on them, and they're gone. Just like that.
You didn't get the streaming? You didn't get a chance to look at their streaming choices?
You know, the channel, I looked for it. I was like, what's Quibi? Then I found out that they actually charged money for it, and so I stopped looking. And that was kind of it.
Yeah, I remember them talking initially being able to look at. Is that the one where you got to see 30 minutes of, like, different shows or... They had 30 minutes. I don't know.
Your guess is good as
mine.
It was
something unique about them. I do remember that, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But they came in, and as soon as they came in, I didn't hear anybody else talking about it.
I came in the door.
I do remember it, though. Yeah, so it was like it was a big, like, to-do, but then it was, like, quiet. So it's just like, you know, you come in. And you make this grand entrance, and then you go stand in the corner. So,
yeah, real quick.
It's like, okay, yeah.
Real quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Yeah. So, we did our dumbass of the week. We might as well go and bust out the hater.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the month. Well, of the week so far. Justice Education Department Head Betsy DeVos.
Mm.
Yeah. In a proposed settlement in April, you know, the Education Department agreed to process the backlog of claims within 18 months of, you know, a lawsuit that had people who stalled the 160,000 borrowers who said the Education Department stalled their claims for loan relief. And it was through a program known as Borrower Defense, which forgives federal student loans for borrowers who are cheated by their colleges. And it was most often used by the students who attended for-profit colleges. You know, those colleges, Transcripts, and all those other type colleges. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they either closed or you didn't get the degree or whatever. So Betsy DeVos rejected 94% of the loan relief claims. 94%.
Wait. So I didn't get my degree and I still got to pay back? Wow. Because the school closed
down? Yep. Or you found out that they weren't accredited, whatnot, and so
yeah,
you filed your claim.
Yeah.
Borrow
but
defense.
I still gotta pay back that money.
Right. She blocked 94%. That's a lot. I'm a hater. She's a hater, obviously. That's her
deal. Do you think those people that are like that, like haters like her, do you think they get sex regularly? Do you think they have sex regularly?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I'm gonna guess if it is, there's like some brutality that's involved. The whole pain.
Yeah.
You gotta tie me up. And hit me like with the whips from slavery. These people that are wound tight like that, just super angry. Just it don't even matter. I'm just hating on people,
yeah.
No matter what. Yeah, I'm frustrated, so I'm gonna give that frustration out to everybody else.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah,
that's a real thing, though.
Yeah, that's the hate that hate produces.
If you're not happy, it's hard to let other people be happy, too. So.
Exactly. All you know is hate. So you can just see her sitting up devising ways to hate on people. You know what? These people, they've been messed up. And it was a lawsuit that was brought by 160,000 borrowers. And it was a settlement. She still blocked 94%.
And why not just block it? Why? What's up with the...
yeah.
6%. What's up with that? You can let, I mean, what's so, I mean, how did you decide 6% would go through?
Yeah.
Those must be people she knows.
Yeah, well, she set out to overhaul the program in 2017 and release new rules making it more difficult for borrowers to get their loans erased. And in the meantime, it was piling up. So, yeah, hate or divorce. Hate.
I hate
just
you.
How she's built. Right, I hate you. That's how she's built. If I can hate on you, I can and I will. Yeah. Especially when we talking about folks that's defrauded. When you know it's a fraud, you lost the case and she's like, nah, son, ain't none of y'all getting y'all money. I got to know your family.
Exactly.
Or it has to be a school that none of my homies own.
Mm-hmm.
So that 6% probably went to schools that had nothing to do with her homies.
I would agree to that.
Hypothetically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, on that note, we're going to go on break again. This is Big Crit, Package Store.
Welcome back. That was Big Crit Package Store. Our call in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, hey, what you doing this weekend, Brown Sugar?
Nothing much. How about you?
Oh, I hear that There's over 1,500 expected at the National Mall in D.C. for a worship protest on Sunday. You got nothing happening. You want to just
fly out to D.C.?
Fly out to D.C.
And go into a large crowd.
Yep.
Oh, no,
It is evangelical singer and former Republican congressional hopeful Sean Fuchs, or whatever his name is. He's hosting a large worship protest that expects to draw about 15,000 attendees to the National Mall for prayer, singing, and mass baptisms. It's going to be like a...
What's a mass baptism? You're baptized in your mass?
No, mass. Like, it's going to be a bunch
mass.
Of...
Oh, M-A-S-S.
M-A-S-S, yes. It's going to be a lot of baptisms. I guess it's just going to be right there in the water. It'll be like Forrest Gump. Right? Remember he had all the people out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him and Jenny. Yeah. That's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah. Get him out there.
What are they protesting?
The Let Us Worship tour. So it's apparently...
Oh, they're protesting the churches. Okay, I see.
Right. So it's the final stop in his Let Us Worship tour. Because remember, he's a singer, right? So
since
you know, he can't really get the gospel out. Like, talk about it. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bring the gospel to the people. So he's out here. He's got the Let Us Worship tour. And it's a Christian, you know, musician just out here in the cities during the pandemic. It's like, I'm going to bring thousands of people with no masks to your city.
And create another super spreader event.
Nah, we just praising him. That's
okay.
All. We praising
all
him.
Right. Well, so, you know, it's fun. You know, I just always feel like, and I won't say I'm a religious person, but I am spiritual. So I do know and do understand that, you know, I am protected by the universe, which, you know, I do believe in God. But I also know I can't put myself in situations that I know I shouldn't be in. So I don't, you know, I don't understand that ideology.
So you're saying that you don't feel like the Lord will protect you with 15,000 people? You can get baptized.
I mean, there's been a few pastors that have said that, and not too long after saying that, they got COVID and died.
Yeah, but we not talking. That's old stuff. Why you bring the old stuff up?
How old? Like what? Because COVID's only been around not even a year.
It can be a month or two, but we not. That's old stuff. That's so last month. What you talking about?
Okay. Look. Yeah, I'm not one for like fads. Like you're saying, that's so last month.
Nah,
like it's a fad.
See what you missing is this. I understand this. When presidents talk about, I'm immune. See what he's been doing. You know, because we talk about the herd immunity, right? What he's been doing when he's been out there and he's talking with no mask, whatnot, and talking with the people, like he was talking about, yeah, I was meeting families, I'm meeting people. See, he's spreading his immunity to his followers.
That's what that is.
Because he's immune and he has these antibodies, he has a moral obligation as a strong, upstanding Christian. He has the moral obligation to get out there and spread his immunity. See, he's not putting it out there, but that's the gospel because we're not at those rallies, so we don't get to hear that. That's the first part that they do. It's always the secret stuff before they turn the cameras on.
Okay, I see.
I've got these antibodies for you. I've spread it amongst my Secret Service, and they are sprinkled throughout the crowd, and so they'll probably touch you, talk to you, and y'all can all touch and talk to each other, and everybody here will be immune like me.
Okay. Oh. I mean, I wish it was that simple.
It's that simple.
Well, then people shouldn't be catching it or still dying even. Right?
Yeah, but see, but they was meant to die anyway. What that got to do with immunity?
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
And how do we know that?
Oh, because it was predetermined, manifest destiny.
Oh.
That's what this country was built on. Manifest destiny.
Okay.
So you're not there yet. We supposed to be there. I am not.
You know me. I will admit to it. If I'm not there, I will say it. And you are absolutely right.
Yeah. So
that
I mean, so
far
so
beyond
just,
my brain.
Right. So think about it for a second. I mean, think about the heroic things that your president has been doing. Not only has he been fighting against Russia, trying to, you know, get him not to be president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, is Russia doing that? I thought they were trying to get him to be president.
No. That was against him. That's why they had to look at Hillary's emails, because she was obviously a Russian spy. She was the Manchurian candidate. First. Second, the QAnon. The man's been fighting against the slavery ring here in America. It's the slavery ring that he's been fighting heroically against. I mean, just...
Well, he just said he didn't know who they were. He doesn't know anything about them.
But now
you're fighting them?
He has to say that.
He has to say that. Okay.
You know, it's like Bruce Wayne never told people he was Batman.
True.
I don't know who Batman is. You have to say that. You have to say that. Because remember, he was robbing people in the daytime. Right. He's robbing people in the daytime, beating them up at night. So I gotta keep my secret identity. And I can't out my helpers. So, I mean, you think about all the heroic stuff that he's done. I mean, so we just said he spread his immunity to the people so that they, too, can be immune to COVID. That right there is almost saintly. Then, on top of that, he's fighting against slavery. And as an added bonus, I mean, and this is something that, you know, we as people need to recognize. The stuff that he's done, the most stuff for Black people since Abraham Lincoln. It's one of those things. We should be praising him. You know, I'm kind of ashamed that I don't have a picture of him in my wallet, a laminated picture. I should.
Well, maybe they'll make those velvet pictures. Remember those velvet pictures?
They have velvet pictures. You know what?
Well, you know.
If it's not too thick, you know, because the wallet can get a little big.
Well, no,
right?
This is to hang on your wall in the house.
Ooh. Man, I'm trying to think where I would put that. Should I just, like, put it... Maybe I should just, like, hang it right above my bed. So when I go to sleep at night, I look up and I'll see Donald Trump, the savior of Black people, and the hero of the American people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe I'm missing something, but I mean, that right there, those three things right there just stand out to me. And it's like when he was talking, it's, I don't know. I got to stop talking. I would just get all choked up like Diamond and Silk. Just, you know, you get choked up talking about this man and
what a good man he is. Yeah, because he's such a good man.
And how he feels about us, just
it's man. Undeniable.
Yeah, you know I gotta stop. We got going to Groundhog Day because this right here is just taking me all off my center. So Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no!
Unfortunately, we are back to business.
And that business would be
Illinois. Yeah, Illinois, 19-year-old Marcellus Stinnett was killed. And the mother of his child, Tafar Williams, was wounded when an officer opened fire in Waukegan, Illinois. So happens that the mayor is close personal friends of the family. Apparently, they used to live across the street from each other. Well, he lived across. He was the grandson. Stinnett was the grandson of Josie Stinnett, a woman he lived across the street from and grew up with. So
mm-hmm.
it was, and everybody's on edge because it was an unarmed black couple, of course. Groundhog Day. Can't stop, won't stop.
But it has to stop.
Well, you know what's funny? You want to know what's funny? Today, right here in Oakland, right off of High Street, there was a standoff. Dude took some people hostage. They talked him down and arrested him. Maybe the police here are kinder and gentler. Maybe that's what it is. They're more spiritual people, right? They're more spiritual people. Yeah.
Maybe they know they're being watched more so.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that logic have been the case in Waukegan?
It depends on if the community is watching. You know what I mean? If they're paying attention. I know, you know, we tend to, and I say we, and that's white people, we in Oakland, tend to pay more attention to things of that matter. So I'm not saying, you know.
So wait, hold on. This is a smooth drama first. Are you coming out of the closet? Are you telling people that you've been perpetrating, that you've been black this whole time?
No. Well, when I say we, I don't want to say, I say we as an Oakland, but knowing that my voice doesn't count. But my voice doesn't count as much as a white person's voice. But we as a community are watching. But I know that it only matters because white people are watching. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
No?
Got you. I was just seeing. I didn't know for sure. You know, if it's okay. Like, because we've had that challenge, right? It's like a YouTube challenge or whatever, where white people pretend to be black women. White women pretend to be black women, and then all of a sudden, over the past couple of years, just, yeah, I've been white the whole time.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see that challenge.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
I don't guess I am. I mean,
because we could change your name. You can go from powder from brown sugar to powdered sugar. It'd be okay.
Yeah, I like brown sugar tastes better.
Okay. But yeah. Another one. So it'll be another set of protests that you won't see on TV.
Yeah,
I was going to ask about that.
Has all that died down because of the election, or are we just not focused on it anymore because of the election?
No, we just not, you're not seeing it on the news. See, it's been,
yeah.
You'll see it on some cable news station, but on the regular news, we're not seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch regular news every morning because I look and they talk about the sunshine and there's traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll talk about some other meaningless stuff that nobody cares about 13 times in a row. And they show no protest
for 4 hours, so you know.
Right, and they regurgitate the same 6 stories.
Yep.
Hey, let's check out the weather. Oh, the sun's coming out. All right, that's cool. Hey, what's traffic looking like? Same as before.
it might be more traffic in 30 minutes, though, from the time you watched it before. But then after an hour and a half, it's died down. So you have to, you know. It just
I guess. Yeah, it's just, but I understand it because supposedly out of sight, out of mind, and you never talk about it, and so it doesn't exist.
Well, and it's also, you know, it's kind of died down. The momentum has died. The excitement of it has died. I think, you know, we tend to get tired of things easily now, so, you know, and quickly.
No, but you see, but that's not necessarily true, because protests are still going on. You still see video clips, whatnot. It's just...
No, I'm not saying that the protests are over. I'm saying that the news reporting it is, okay, we're tired now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know they're tired of talking. It's like, damn it, y'all still protesting? You know, it's like California, you get the double, right? Not only you got the protests, but then on top of that, you got the forest fires too, so.
Yeah, which we're not talking about that either. Like, I don't know what percentage they're contained. I mean, they're not as bad. I know that, but.
Well, I'm saying forest fires, but it's actually suburban fires. We'll just say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Fleeing the cities to get away from the city denizens. How's that working out? Oh, speaking for some reason, the Temptations song, people moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. Yep. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
And
that's
where the fire is. Now, speaking of fire. And you know how we always talk about stuff that happened way in the past, and then you find out later on, like we talked about baby powder giving ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. You find out, oh, that paint, that's the stuff that's been killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this scientist, He had an 8-year-old Twinkie that he found in his basement.
Hmm.
And the Aaron got to it, and the Twinkie mummified itself and sucked in the plastic also and turned into a log. And they're trying to figure out what's the fungus. Yeah. Yeah.
So the plastic is inside the Twinkie now?
Well, all right, so there was an unknown fungus, a fungi, growing inside the individually wrapped 8-year-old Hostess Twinkie. And it turned gnarled and gray. And it had sucked the plastic in and it was like a log. And I started thinking, man, how many Twinkies did I eat? And I'm like thinking maybe I ate like 3 Twinkies in my life and I'm regretting that shit now. Cause it's moldy Twinkie. I saw it.
You didn't eat the moldy Twinkies, though. I mean, you ate the first one. So.
But I'm saying, though, because they don't understand the fungi or the mold that grew from that Twinkie. See,
I think it's safe to say that for you, it's been such a long time since you've had a Twinkie that you wouldn't have to worry about that being in your system anymore.
Yeah, but that's not the point. See, it's the point is, like, we talk about vaccines and stuff that you eat, you used to eat, you drink, and then you find out 30 years later, that shit'll kill you. And so now I see this Twinkie that's a gray log that sucked in the plastic and ate through the plastic and made the plastic and turned it into a gray log. A gray log. I don't know. Maybe it's my public service announcement. In end of the show public service announcement. Like, there's some stuff we talk about watching what we eat and how we eat, and there's a nostalgia to eat stuff that is killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. It's something, you know, I've been harping on the health, but just saying, maybe you might want to watch what you eat. And on that note, from Miss Brown Sugar, and I missed the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drum production. If you want to keep hollering at us, we're at www.smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. We're going to chat for a little bit before we call it a night. Other than that, we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.